This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue in our series, Upgrading Your Tefillah. And this is a very important halacha, which it's not so understood why this is the halacha, but we're going to see in a minute that there's a very deep reason behind this particular halacha. The Mechaber says in Siman Samach Aleph, Yikra Kriya Shema B'Kavana, you should say Shema with Kavana, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses, Vazeya, with fear, with awe, with trembling, and with sweat. And the question is, why do I need to get so worked up when I say Shema? Well, okay, I understand, Be'ema, Be'ira, I have to sweat, I have to tremble. What is so frightening about saying Shema? So this halacha actually comes and is elaborated upon by the Tshuvas HaRashba. And the explanation behind this halacha is that when one says Shema, one is mekabel omal hashamayim to the extent that one would be willing to give up their life al kiddush Hashem. One even imagines themselves that they are giving up their life al kiddush Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on such a kavana, the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki alecha hiragnu kol hayom, for your sake, Ribbono Shel'olam, we give up our life daily. What does this refer to? This refers to the daily kavana that we're willing to give up our life al kiddush Hashem. So this means that every morning and every evening one says the Shema and one is makabel it with such an intensity that one actually thinks that they would be moser nefesh al kiddush Hashem. So I once saw in a sefer Darkei HaTshuva. The Darkei HaTshuva was a student of the Ramah Mipano. His name was Rabbi Lezer Nachman Pua. And he says something incredible. We know the Gemara says in Yuma by the Arba Chalukei Kapara that there are four levels of atonement. That for mitzvah saseh, if you do tshuva, you're atoned right away. If you violate a lav, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. If you violate a lav sheyesh boi kares, chas v'sham, you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and yisurim. And if somebody violates chilul Hashem, then one is not atoned for ad yoyim hamisa until the day of death. Well, this the Darkei HaTshuva suggests that since when one says Shema, one is supposed to be mechavein that they would give up their life al kiddush Hashem, and it's considered ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim, then the proper kavana of Shema, saying the Shema be'ema be'yira b'reses v'zeya, is mechaper all of one's avoinois, even chilul Hashem. Now he says, he qualifies this. This is not every chilul Hashem. Not if others learned from your bad behavior, and there are ways to atone that as well. And he brings other instances and other examples. But Kriya Shema has the capacity, since the proper way to do it is to be mechavein, to be moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, it has the capacity to mechaper all of one's avoinois. And by the way, there's another interval in davening when we're mechavein to be moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, namely during Tachnon, where a person makes a statement. This is all the Tachnon, the function of Tachnon is that we are declaring that we would give up our lives al Kiddush Hashem. And in fact, the Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzera says to the word Teru Moisai, my two Trumais, refers to Trei Maves, the two times during Tefillah where we're Mechavein to be Moisar Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha Batzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.